The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, the beautiful day. We were hot and humid and muggy and 90 plus degrees, but I think 90% humidity. The hottest day of the year was yesterday. But today's a different story. It's nice and cool. Great day to get out in the yard. But I've got a very special guest today, and I think that you'll be very interested in what he has to say. His name is Tom McCubbitt. He is an extension service specializing in citrus and in home and garden from the Apopka, Florida area. And a couple of years ago, we were talking at a garden radio seminar. And he was telling me that there is a major problem with citrus. And I said, well, what kind? And he said, oranges, grapefruit, lemon, and lime. And during the course of the meeting, Tom went up there in the front and told everybody at the seminar about a problem. And we had another gun writer from California who talked about the problem also, and I thought that would be a good day to have him on, so he can tell you something about the problem with citrus that's going to affect your orange juice, and it already has affected your orange juice. Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me. It's great to be with you, and hello to all of our friends in Maine, because we visit quite often, and we're always happy to be in your cooler time of the year.
Right, and your wife is from Kittery, Maine, so, you know, your half of your family is a native maniac, we should say.
Yeah, that's what she calls herself, too, a maniac.
Now, I was really surprised when we talked about this problem with the citrus tree. Could you tell our listening audience what the problem is for the home and the commercial grower and
sure.
What it is that's happening with the citrus problem?
If you would drive throughout Florida, and especially in the residential areas, and the grove areas too, you would see trees just declining, and you would say, well, it's a tree dying out, and that's what it's doing. There's a disease called greening, which slowly takes the trees out. It reduces production. I think in production, they're talking about a 20 to 30% production. If you've seen the news, you see the information, they say it's a devastating problem in Florida, and it is. And what's happening is the trees just do not produce the number of fruits, and also the fruits that they do produce, if affected, can have a medicinal taste to them, and they aren't usable. But as far as the homeowner goes, you're just losing your trees. For instance, we have lost every one of our citrus trees except one, and that one's not in the best of shape. Our neighbors, same thing throughout my entire neighborhood. And you just drive down the road, you can see the citrus trees dying out and disappearing.
Wow. Now, yeah. What's that going to mean for production and price of orange juice?
Yeah, well, you may be noticing the price going up. It is for us here. And, for instance, we're paying right now, they changed the size of the containers. It's an old marketing trick, but it went from 64 ounces down to 59 ounces, and the price went up even then. We're paying right now about between $3.50 and $4 for that 59 cents worth of orange juice. That's fresh squeezed orange juice. And I expect the price is only going to go up because the cost to producers is up. For instance, 10 years ago, it cost the citrus producers somewhere between $500 and $700 per acre. Now it's costing them somewhere between $2,000 and $2,500 an acre to produce the citrus fruits. So you just got to know the price is going to go up, and that's what's going to happen to us.
Wow. When I talked to you last week, I went to the supermarket and the citrus that's not made from concentrate used to be about $2.99 in that price range. It's now $3.35, $3.45. And then, as you said, I looked at the container. It looked like the same size, but
yeah.
it was 58 ounces. So it's following the tradition of ice cream where you used to buy a gallon, a half a gallon, and now you're getting even less than half a gallon.
Yeah, that's what's happening. It's kind of a marketing trick, but the price is going to keep going up. Even though they've reduced the size of the container, the price is going to become more and more. And that's what's going to happen. I don't know whether the consumer is going to continue to buy it at that price, and that's what kind of scares citrus growers also.
Wow. Now, this is happening to all citrus or just orange juice?
No, it's all the citrus. Some varieties, some types of citrus seem to be a little bit tolerant. Navels are somewhat tolerant. That's what our last tree is. It's a navel, and it's surviving, but it's not producing overly well. Grapefruits are somewhat tolerant. Kumquats are tolerant. Murkrots, for instance, if you like the honey tangerines, they're devastated by it. The trees just go downhill very quickly. But lemons and limes, all the citrus is affected in some way and will decline over time.
Now, what's causing this? Is it insect or disease, Tom?
You know, it's a real problem because it's both. What we have is an insect called the Asian psyllid. It is here. It is in California also now. It came into Florida in 1998. It is amazing, Paul, how quickly these insects spread. Came here in 1998, and I think probably by probably about 2005, somewhere around there, we had it in central Florida. It came in South Florida. And then the disease, which is a bacteria that the psyllid carries, the psyllid is the vector. And the psyllid, by the way, looks like an aphid a little bit, between a leafhopper and an aphid. That's what it looks like. And it affects a new growth. But it carries this bacteria from tree to tree, and that's what makes it so bad. Probably wouldn't be too bad if we just had the bacteria because we could isolate it. But when you have the psyllid also, it just spreads it around. That's what it's done. Since 2005, we know that the green has gone into every citrus-producing county in the state of Florida, which is just about every one of them.
Wow. Now, is once the tree is infected, is the fruit edible? I mean, can people eat the fruit without getting sick?
Yeah, they can eat the fruit if they want, if they can stand the taste. Quite often, like I said, it had a medicine-y taste to it, and you just really don't care for the fruits. Now, a portion of the tree may have that going on, and another portion may not. For instance, we ate fruit from a navel that we know has greening, and the fruits that seemed to look pretty good tasted good. So I don't know how they're going to be this year. It's our neighbor's tree. He has a navel also, and the fruits were okay last year, even though we know the tree had to sell it. We know it has greening. We know it's declining, so it's variable. But if the fruit is very obviously affected, it's going to have an off flavor and not usable, and that becomes a problem.
Wow. Now, once a tree gets infected, how long does it take before the tree dies?
Yeah, you know, I do not know when my trees were infected exactly, but I predict somewhere around probably, maybe 2010, and they're all gone at this point in time. They say decline takes 3 to 5 years, but the trees can still linger for a period of time. If they don't look good, they're not producing, you might as well go ahead and take them out. But I figure my trees, it took somewhere around 2 to 3 years to see them really decline.
Wow. Now, does it affect other plants besides citrus?
The only one that we're concerned about is one called the orange jasmine. And according to the information I have, that it was one of the major decline, a reason that they had decline in Brazil. The orange jasmine was a carrier for it. And that's what we have in Florida. And I really think that is where the psyllid landed or came in on my yard, because I had an orange jasmine right near some of my citrus trees, and it had the psyllid on it, and I think it then spread from the orange jasmine to the citrus trees. But what we're doing is we're telling this nurseryman not to market, not to grow the orange jasmine, to try to keep the spread down, and that may
Great.
Help some. But
okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come right back to you.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spent countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 29th, 2014, gold opened at $1,287.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,334.47, $667.23 for a half ounce, or $333.62 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,334.47, $667.23, and $333.62.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with Tom McCovett. He has been doing a gardening radio program for 26 years called Better Lawn and Garden Radio in the Apopka, Florida area. And he's an incredible garden writer, has written many, many books about the plants of Florida. And he's joining us this morning to prepare us for a problem that's occurring with the citrus industry. Now, Tom, what is the commercial producer doing to try and fight off this particular problem?
What they're doing, Paul, is they're trying to control the psyllid. And as I mentioned, the psyllid is the vector. It carries the bacteria from tree to tree. We didn't mention what the bacteria does, by the way. The bacteria keeps food manufactured by the tree from going down to the roots so the roots starve. So they feel if they can control the vector, then they can prevent the spread. And mainly what it is a lot of scouting. There's a program called Citrus Health Management Areas where they're scouted on about a three-week schedule. These are blocks of trees. And then if they find a problem, the psyllid is there, or something else they pick up, then they will make sprays. They'll do that from the air. And it seems to be helping, seems to be working, but we still have a lot of trees that are affected. And the trees that are infected, they're giving them a kind of a cocktail treatment. And they know they're not going to cure it. They're not going to get rid of it, but they can slow it down. It is good feedings, micronutrients, a fungicide, and sometimes a stimulant. And that seems to help some. I've been into groves that have had that have greening, and I've seen the trees that have been treated, and those trees are doing better than those that are not, but still production isn't as good as normal.
Is there a cure in sight, Tom?
no cure at this point in time. There's been a lot of things that they're doing. One of them, this is kind of interesting, they heat the trees up to about 105 degrees. They put tents over them, and they've had some experimenting with this, and they find if they can do it for about 48 hours, it controls the bacteria, I guess, within the tree, and it keeps them fairly problem-free for about 2 years. But there's a margin there. If the tree gets up to 115 degrees, then the tree's damaged. So heat treatments may or may not be possible. There has been mentioned of a chemical that been used, I believe, for diabetes control, and the University of Florida just announced that as a potential cure, and they're working with that. They're looking at trees that have survived greening in some grove areas, and if they're still good about a year later, they'll take cuttings from that and see how it works. And then they're looking at new root stocks, since the roots are what's mainly affected. So they're working with it. But, you know, it's going to take a long time. We're not talking short term.
So I think what you're telling us is if you enjoy your orange juice, you better drink up now while you can before the price really does skyrocket. And if you're a snowbird and you live in Florida during the winter, you're probably advising them not to plant citrus trees.
Yeah, that's my suggestion. Other extension agents also, if the greening is in your area and the trees are declining, I think it'd probably be, to me, it'd be kind of foolish because, you know, the psyllid is there. The psyllid is everywhere. And I see them. They feed on the new growth. And if you do plant new trees, then you have to undertake a major program of control, which I know most home gardeners are not going to do. It means feeding the trees 3 to 4 times a year, putting micronutrients on every time you get a flush of new growth, which is about 3 or 4 times a year, spraying to control the psyllid at each flush of growth, and maybe some other things too. So I know the average homeowner is not going to do that.
Wow. So it doesn't look very good right now for the citrus industries, but I'll tell you, when you get a major corporation like the citrus growers and they get their back up against a wall, they're going to fight with everything they have, and they will find a cure for this problem.
Yeah, major money is being put into it right now, the federal government, the state of Florida, the growers. So I think they will find a cure. It's just how many growers can survive until that cure is found is the major problem.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, I really want to thank you for joining us this morning. Give my best to your wife, and we'll keep everything, we'll keep our fingers crossed that you can get things taken care of.
Okay, Paul, you have a great gardening day, and we always enjoy being with you on our trips. Take care.
Thank you.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I thought you'd enjoy listening to Tom McCovett. He's been a garden writer and a garden talk show host for many, many years. Very well educated, a county extension service man for well over 25 years now. And when he told me about this problem, I thought it was something that you should be aware of. And when you're going to shopping, you're going to see that the not made from concentrate juices have come up. But look at the size of the container. You know, it's like ice cream. They're not the same size. Bag of potato chips, the same thing. It looks like you're getting the same, but you're not. And in this case, it could be a very, very serious situation if they don't find a cure for this particular insect that carries the virus and is killing thousands of trees. And as Tom said, homeowners throughout the entire state are no longer able to grow citrus because of this little insect that's creating the problem. The growers, they can treat the soil, they can spray, but it's driving the cost of the juice up. And that's why you're seeing it in the supermarket. So be aware that it's got no place to go but higher in the weeks and months to come. Okay, Tom, who's up next and needs a little bit of help with their garden?
Next up, we've got Anne-Marie from Maine with a question about blueberries.
Anne-Marie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have two questions about my blueberries. They were beautiful this year. They were prolific. I had so many blueberries. The foliage was beautiful, but I put a net over them when the blueberries were ripening, and the leaves became spotted on the lower portion of the leaves, not so much on my high bush, but on my low bush blueberries. And I was wondering if that was a blight or a fungus, and should I take care of that?
Okay. It is a fungus. Where I live in Kennebunk, behind my house is a beacon tower that sends out the signal to the airlines as they travel across Maine so that they know where they're going. So it's a big, big open field full of the native wild blueberries. And I was looking there, about 2 weeks ago, that we had a real good crop because of all the rain. But I did notice that there was a lot of spotted foliage on the lower part of these plants. And we've been living here for 26 years, something like that. And I've only seen that twice. So if it's a small area and you're able to clean out all the foliage in the fall of the year, and I think probably the easiest, if you have a leaf blower, get in there with the leaf blower and blow all the foliage out of the garden and then rake it up and dispose of it. Don't put it in your compost pile. Just get rid of it. And then in the spring, if we have a normal season, your plants will be right back up to normal without spotted foliage.
Okay. Now, when do I cut them back? When do the high bush are growing quite tall.
Okay. What I would do is I would wait until spring.
Okay.
And wait until they come into bloom. Because right now the plant is making the flower buds. And if you go through and let's say the plants are 6 feet, you cut them down to 4, which you can do, you're going to eliminate a lot of flower buds and your production will be a lot less. So if you can wait until the spring.
Oh, I can.
when the plant comes into bloom, any of the non-flowering branches, you could cut those back pretty good. And then on the other branches, if there's only a few flowers, cut those back a little bit. But when you're done harvesting your blueberries would be the best time. And that's usually during June.
Okay. Okay. Then I will do that. And I thank you for the information. There's one more question. Last week you talked about a product that you put on the foliage of, like, a large bush or tree, and it would become systemic and would kill the tree. And I can't remember the name. Do you recall what that was?
You want to what type of a plant did you want to kill?
Oh, it's a tree, like a pop. It's a poplar. It's there's a tree in our neighborhood that has pods on it, and it's very thorny, and it just pops up all over the yard. But we can keep that down, the ones that are in the yard. But there is one that is in back of one of my bushes, my quince bush. Actually, this tree grows at least how many feet?
It's about 6 feet.
Up. 6 feet. No, the tree itself out there.
Oh, the big tree is 70 feet.
It can grow as high as 70 feet. It has little
white flowers in the spring. It smells wonderful.
Okay, white flowers in the spring. And it has it's thorny. And it's just growing everywhere. And we can keep it under control on the lawn and in the gardens, but it's behind my quince bush, and I can't get it out.
Okay. One of the things, it sounds like it could be a locust. If it has small foliage,
yes,
really, really small leaves, yeah, that's a locust.
Okay.
And what I would suggest that you do, being that it's 70 feet tall,
Oh,
it's not.
Mine isn't 70 feet, but it can grow to 70 feet.
The shoots that come up from the ground from the roots.
Mine's about, I would say 8 feet tall.
8 feet tall, okay. The product that you want to use that will kill that plant is called Clean Up. K-L.
Clean Up.
Yep. It's similar to Roundup, but stronger and less expensive.
Okay.
Now, what you're going to have to do is get a plastic tarp, wrap your quince with it, And then spray the locust with the cleanup.
Okay.
And then give it a chance to dry, then take off the plastic, because if you get the cleanup on the quince, you're going to kill the quince also.
Well, that is what I'm going to do, and thank you for the name, and I appreciate your information.
All right, thank you. You can buy cleanup at most nurseries, garden centers, feed and grain stores. It's made by Bonide, and it's a very, very good product. And what I like about it is the only way it will kill a plant is through the foliage. So that if it falls on soil, it will not contaminate the soil. And any of the product that's in the soil with the microbes, with the sun, with rain, it will be destroyed in a 3-week period. And I've had people who have a terrible looking lawn full of weeds. They've taken cleanup, sprayed the entire lawn, killed everything that's there, and then use a seed slicer, slice seed into the dead lawn, and it'll come right up, and it works wonderful. So it's a very, very good product.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paul, for all your information. I appreciate it.
I thank you. You have a great weekend now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Call us, and we'll try and help you with your garden. Well, I have to take a minute and brag. My middle son, Jason, some of you know, is a florist, and he's a member of the State of Maine Florists and Flower Growers. And they had a big meeting in Orono, Maine, yesterday. learning new techniques, talking about new varieties of flowers to use for the holidays and for the rest of the year. And during the meeting, Jason was presented an award as the 2014 Member of the Year for the florist industry in the state of Maine. So Dad is pretty proud this morning of Jason being the Member of the Year for the entire state. So I send him my congratulations. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Maureen from Mass with a question about Stewardia.
Good morning, Maureen. How can we help you with your Stewardia today?
Hi, Paul. I hope you can. We have two Stewardia trees that were planted in, I'd say, early June. They're about 6 feet tall, and we've been pretty good about the watering with them. And now we're noticing that the leaves, they're starting to get, it's almost like a ring around the edges. The edges are rusted, and then from the tip it starts going down into the leaf, and the tips get black and start to curl up, so the leaf is kind of slowly curling up and dying. What might
okay.
cause?
Now, when did this start?
My husband thinks probably about 4 to 6 weeks ago he started to notice, you know, the rust around the edges, and then the tips
okay.
starting to blacken.
Okay. I would do two things. Number one, I would take a picture of it, and I would bring it to the nursery where you bought the plant and show them what the plant looks like and let them know that you are very concerned. And if by chance the plant does die during the winter, you expect the plant to be replaced at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is we've had a lot of rain. The weather has been cooler than normal. It could be a fungus that's on that plant, and it's causing the foliage to drop early. In the fall, when the leaves come off, rake them away from the plant, clean it up, and start fresh.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parrott here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. Great blue sky after all the heat and humidity has left us. Today's the day to get outside, work in the garden before the Patriots come on and your local football team comes on the TV also. So get out this morning, get the work done, and you'll be in great shape. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dave from Vermont with a question about blight.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Congratulations to your son, Jason, for his achievement.
Thank you.
I'm trying container gardening and more now than I have in the past, and the season seemed to be pretty damn promising to begin with, but then blight came in and it took out some of my tomatoes and my cucumbers this year. And I'm wondering, after I've pulled everything out of the ground and before I disturb the soil, would it be sensible to give it a coat of agrifrost to kind of help keep that down before winter time?
I would pull all the plants out because the spores that create the problem, if you allow them to sit in the container all winter, will drop the spores on the soil, and then you'll have potentially a problem for next year.
No, I understand. I understand that. What I did on one plot is I cut everything off the top, and then I before I disturbed the soil, I cleaned everything off the top of the soil and then took the roots
yep.
out. But I was wondering,
perfect.
Before I turn it up or anything, before wintertime sets in, if a coat of agrifos would help treat that soil to maybe help in the springtime.
I would think so. It's a product that is used widely all over Europe. It's being used more and more in this country. It is organic, and between now and when the ground freezes, it's going to be able to actively search out potential spores and destroy them.
And what
I would do for next year, make sure that at the time of planting, that you dip the entire plant in a bucket of the agrifos, submerge it, plant it, and then on top of the soil, just in case there are some spores there, put like an inch of bark mulch. You could put compost, but something to create a barrier.
Yeah, I've used pine needles a lot of times.
Great. Pine needles. The way that spores get active, when they get ready and they're ripe and they're ready to attack the plant, they inflate like a hot air balloon. They rise from the ground, hit the foliage of the plant, attach themselves to the plant, and then begin to infect it. So after you've dipped your plant, planted it, if you could put an inch of pine needles, straw, compost, pine bark mulch, that will create a barrier so that spore can no longer get airborne and create a problem.
Oh, that's good. I didn't notice on the label of keeping it from freezing. Is that recommended to keep inside in the winter, or will it stay on a shelf?
The product itself?
The agrifos, yes.
The agrifos, I would put it in your basement.
Okay.
And I recommend that all insecticides and fungicides go inside. What happens is, if you put it in a tool shed or a garage, and during the summer temperatures exceed 100, it's going to help to break down even a weed killer. If you keep it in your basement, you don't have to worry about it getting to 100. During the winter, if it gets down to 10, 20, 30 below, if you live in New York State or New England, it's going to do the same thing.
Okay.
So by keeping it in your basement, the quality of the product, the strength of the product, will live a lot longer and be more useful for you for years to come.
All of you have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.